the week that was.
Yes.
Here on your K92 Morning Thang as we look back and we count down the top moments of the week. These are the moments that stick in your brain. I would say, Antoine, that top moment number one is one that's stuck in your brain forever, whether you like it or not.
Uh-oh. Oh.
You will never be able to erase this memory. I caution you right now. If you don't know what Monica's dream was the other day, and you don't want to know, go away right now. Because it's going to be burned into not only your brain, I do believe at least one of your retinas as well. And you will never be able to forget it. So that will be your top moment of the week. But in addition to that, there's all sorts of things. Like you learn things about people. Or you learn what other people think of you. Because Monica, you learned what we think of you as a cookie.
Yes.
And you were not pleased with it at all. We had to describe what kind of cookie. If Monica was a cookie, what kind of cookie would she be? I know what cookie you are.
Wow. What?
You're a Snackwell.
A Snackwell?
Yes, you are a Snackwell, and I'll tell you why. Because you look all good, and then you are a liar. You are a liar.
No, okay, I'll take it back. You are a raisin cookie.
Hey, a raisin?
Because I look at you, I'm like, oh, it's chocolate chip. I'm going to bite into this cookie. It's going to be chocolate chip.
And then I'll bite into it, and it's raisin. Hello?
That's what you are.
Cookie shamers.
Cookie shamers.
Y'all are hurtful.
You're right. We're shaming the cookie, not you.
Yeah.
Snackwell and a raisin.
Call me hurtful. You know what? Based on your dream from before, the E.L. Fudge, you mean the cookie that
sure
I'm
do.
Well. Top moments of the week. Rolling on the thing. Antoine, you know, you're a basketball coach, so there's a lot of competition. Mm-hmm. So you have a friendly competition.
Friendly competition.
And then sometimes you have a war. And I believe Antoine is now at war with Glenver because y'all defeated Glenver earlier in the week. And the coach has already circled you.
Yeah, there was a little difference in the score, so the coach was not, you know, and then thrilled.
Monica felt like there was a little bit of not attitude, but confidence on Antoine's part.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or maybe it was attitude. Uh-huh. Coach of the other team, not today, Antoine. But my basketball girls, see you in a few weeks. We're getting that W.
Shout out to them. Great group of girls.
Coach Q laying it down.
Uh-huh.
Well, shout out to number 22 in the Ken Griffey's. Yep. Shout out to that coach. Really nice coach.
Yeah.
He's really nice.
Let's see. Not today.
I said it's really nice.
And then you went, you looked away with a grin.
Well, it's because he's coming from the victorious side.
That's always right. Like, victory! You know,
stop it.
They always say that. Really good group of kids. Oh, yeah, it was such great. You know, it's not all about wins and losses. It's just about all of us coming together.
Relax.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, meanwhile, it's like, I'm going to beat you first.
Relax.
Everyone
shout out to them.
Yeah.
Everybody played hard. That's all we can ask,
man. We might have to start wagering on that next game.
I know. Play it back again. You'll hear it.
Monica, you're just the worst.
What?
You're
play it back
worst.
Again. Did you hear it? He said, really nice coach.
I heard it. You know what he did? He blessed his heart.
He did.
He was like, bless your heart.
Yeah, that was a bless your heart.
You and your basketball team.
I'm just trying to be nice,
really
guys.
Nice. You're really cute. You try.
Bouncy
guys are
ball.
Rude.
Throwing it around. And oh, look. Yeah, it's going to go in the basket. Really, really nice. Mm-hmm. Really nice. Bless his heart.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. The dream that Monica had. The horrible, horrible dream that Monica had. Now is the time to leave. You have a chance right now. If you don't know what this is, run. Because once you hear it, you'll never forget it. And I tell you what, that is not a bar I ever want to go to.
Ever?
Mostly ever. Well, it depends. Who's the head chef? You know what? Like that. Monica's dream. So we've been invited to this new bar. All right.
New bar. It's really cool looking. It's busy. It's packed.
All right. Popping.
The only thing, though, the drinks, they come from the server's butts. And we were just... It was like they had magical butts.
On tap.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like they were the tap. Like you press their belly button.
Oh.
And then it comes out. We didn't realize that.
And then Zach was like, well, what kind of cube do you put in the drink? And you said, what kind of cube? And there was another guy that said, yo, you just take it warm. And it was like those dreams that are so realistic. I'm like, wow, this is really
happening. That better not be one of them.
This is really happening downtown Roto.
You know those dreams, Zach. You know those dreams that are so realistic. Like this one where beer is coming out somebody's butt.
Yeah.
That's like Thursday.
It's like when you can't tell if you're asleep or awake.
What? You're right. Yes. That was really the most disturbing part of the whole dream.
Yeah.
You know those dreams that are just like real life?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know that one.
Those dreams that just seem so realistic, Antoine.
Not I.
Yep. So if you're still here, it's on you.
Yeah.
It's your fault. You were warned.
You're welcome.
But you have made it through the top moments of the week.